and the recording can hear us on the internet.
That's right.
This week.
If you're listening to us, you have what's called the internet.
Yeah. It's a series of tubes.
Invented the internet.
Yeah. Don't tell your mom because moms can't understand it.
Yeah. I was gonna take a moment before we actually got started because I wanted to get this on the official record. This what we thought we sounded like was what you're hearing now. Yesterday. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks.
Yeah, it has.
This is what we actually sounded like. And it has a beat. You can feel it.
It's a catchy tune, but you can't dance to it.
Well, evidently, this is what dubstep sounds like to my blog readers.
I'm going to pull that clip into GarageBand and increase the tempo and see what happens. So
you should do it.
I will.
That's how Deadmau5 started, isn't it?
It could be. I don't know.
Oh, J. That was definitely a dad joke. Dad!
So, I guess this is still episode 57 because we tried for 57 last week and
it's like 57A.
It didn't happen. So,
57
and a half, the neighbor of the beast.
Okay.
57.2.0.
Right.
57 version 2.
So,
57A1.
Let's do this and get it out of the way.
Okay.
And it's Thursday, May 16th, 2013, time for the Squirrel Report. Take two.
I was still working.
We apologize to all who can hear us. The equipment is malfunctioning.
Now everybody beep and buzz.
Destroy all humans. No doves.
Okay then. Okay. So.
All right, good night all.
I feel like what's his name on the on that thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Alan. You got that
the
spot
book
on.
The blue cover.
So, anyway, last time we talked, everybody was coming here to Texas.
I know. This seems like a million years ago.
We went to Allenland.
And
we did.
And since then, everybody came to Texas, and then everybody left from Texas. And
I'm happy to confirm that Texas actually exists. I thought it was like this magical land of brisket and sunshine. And
well, it is.
Well,
did you have brisket, Brita?
I had. Oh, did I have brisket?
Oh.
I had brisket twice. It was so good.
Oh, nothing beats brisket poops.
It was so good it made Brita cry.
It was good. Well, it was really good. I was really hungry, and then Alan brought me to this awesome barbecue place near his house, and it was just delicious. Even the sides were good. I mean, the place was so good. Like even the green beans were good. You know, so
did you
it was awesome.
Greens?
I didn't have collard greens. Oh. I had green beans, macaroni and cheese, and barbecue. I got the two meat plate because I like meat.
Did you have grits for breakfast, Brita?
No.
No.
Grits. Do you not like grits?
Grits aren't really a Texas thing.
What do Texans eat for breakfast besides more steak?
Huevos rancheros.
Ooh, I like that.
Omelets, breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos, eggs, biscuits and gravy.
Specific.
Steak.
Shrimp, big, gumbo.
Whatever.
Big cups of barbecue sauce.
Leftover cold pizza from last night, you know, whatever.
Bacon tots.
Yeah. Bacon tots.
Yeah. But
Alan, did you make bacon tots for Brita?
I did not.
You did not. He didn't cook the whole time I was there. I was sad.
Did he at least put on britches?
I actually cooked for him while I was there. Twice.
It was awesome.
Did you make him a sandwich?
No, no sandwiches. I made him pierogies and Slovenian smoked sausage, which is like, you know. Oh, and then with the Cleveland Stadium mustard, which, of course.
Yep.
Wait a second. So you had an Irish woman from the Cleveland area come by and cook you Polish food?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And it was good.
But I also cooked him an Irish breakfast. I brought the blood sauce, the black pudding, and the bangers and stuff. So if anybody's wondering, it's easy to fly with frozen meat. You just put it in your carry-on, and you tell the guy at TSA, and you say, "Hey, I have frozen meat in my bag," and he says, "Oh, okay," and it's like not an issue. I thought it'd be like this whole issue, but it's not.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So what you do is you get like a big honking salami, freeze it solid, and just walk on with this giant bat.
They'll totally let you on.
No, my problem is halfway through the flight, he's kind of.
Oh, I totally need to tell my airport story because I've been holding on to it because I want to tell.
Tell us about the bad touch. When you
left. Oh God, it was hilarious. Yeah, so I ended up my very very wonderful roommate Alawint, or however he pronounces his name. It's
Alawint.
Yeah, it's Welsh for fart.
It is not, is it?
It's like small breeze or a puff of air. Or something like
oh
that.
My God!
It's fart.
That's so funny.
That's perfect.
Oh, there he is. It means fart, right, dude? But I wanted to, but it was one of those. We heard about when they were going to be unveiling the museum stuff for the bloggers, and I'm like, yeah, there's no way I'm going to be able to get to see that, and. I'm gonna be able to see that and get going. So I said, why don't you take me to the airport like an hour early, and then you'll be able to get back in time and all that. So thank fucking God I made that choice, because I got there, they had one person for the entire gate check in.
Uh-oh.
And like nice. I just said, I need to declare a firearm, and they just went, do not compute, and it was one of those. She just fucking disappeared. And evidently there was a gentleman beside me who he was an older gentleman, and he definitely had some city miles on him. And evidently he has been flying all the time with a non-locking case with his guns in it. And was just going out of the, I don't know anything about this locking cases and all that. He was flying to Denver, so obviously got to Houston okay, but coming back evidently was going to be the hard part. So she was dealing with him, giving him the airline approved case and all that stuff, and then finally I did my declaration and got out. But it took me like 45 minutes just to check my bag.
Wow.
Then I got to the.
I have a gun.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. I'm armed to the fucking teeth.
They love it when you do that.
But
in Texas, they expect it.
Yeah.
No, I even said I'd like to declare a firearm.
Actually, in Texas, you have to declare that you're not traveling with a gun.
I am not traveling with gun, nor am I traveling with a longhorn. So I got to the TSA line, and that was stupid backed up. And so, of course, I got through, and unfortunately, ever so often they'll send people through the magnetometer instead of the Pervo scan, and I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll luck out and get into the magnetometer line and be all right. But no, always my luck. They shut the fucker down just as I'm about to go through, and I'm like, I'm refusing the scan. Okay, they called for the guy, and I actually even let the guy know like well ahead of time, and it still took me forever. I'm just standing by the gate like a chump, waiting for my rapist to be issued to me.
Oh,
so. So then finally the guy comes up and takes me off to the side, gets my baggage over to where it is. It's nice that they're now getting to the point where it's one of those, they want you to always be looking at your baggage.
Yes.
So that's a nice little policy that they've gone through after probably a million fucking nightmares.
Yeah. I had a little issue in Cleveland with that because every airport, when they deal with an amputee, it's a little bit different. And in Cleveland, they pull you aside and they make you sit down in a chair and they swab you and they have to run the thing and blah, blah, blah. And I had a little panicky moment there. I was like, can I have my items? You know, they're sitting over there. They're like, oh, we're going to seat you facing your property. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's good that they're actually, you know, conscious of that, that, hey, we know you're stealing our iPads, TSA. Can we please watch our stuff?
More like, you know, they've been heavily unconscious on it for years. I mean, TSA's general idea is to pound that square peg into the round hole as hard as they can. So finally they get through, and I've got my little elevator speech. It's one of those things that I don't feel like being that guy that, like, starts a scene and, you know, gets detained and misses his flight and all of that stuff. But also just saying I'm refusing the scan and letting them do their business. It's over and done with too fast, and it's one of those, no, we need to know what the hell's going on here. You need to know that I don't approve of this shit. So whenever they ask me, do you have any sensitive areas on your body, I say only my constitutional rights. And that's either been met with a sympathetic wink and a nod, you know, in which case that's a little bit troubling, too. It's one of those, get a fucking different job. If you know your bullshit, fucking stop sucking on the government teat and stealing our money for nothing. And but this time, this is the first time this has ever happened. The guy cocked his ear to me and said, excuse me, sir. And I repeated myself. And then he went, I need a supervisor!
Whoa. Oh, boy.
Really? Oh, dear.
So, and just like I said, I would like to declare a firearm when instead I was flying with two. A supervisor also means two. So, in this heavily backed up line, now there are three gate rapists on me.
Well, you know, supervisors need supervising, too. So
evidently. And I, you know, the guy said, this gentleman has informed me that this is against his constitutional rights. And I said, it is against my constitutional rights. And they're like, sir, so you believe this is against your constitution? And I said, it is. And then I said to him, which totally got him 404 blue screen of death thing, is saying, I'm not saying I'm not complying with your wishes. I am just stating that this is against my rights. And they're like, so you're complying with us, but it's against, yes, I just want us to all to acknowledge that this is against my constitutional rights, and I don't approve of this, but I am complying.
You made them lock up.
Not only did I make them lock up.
They were waiting for either full Wookiee or compliance.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, they're like, all right, we're going to get to arrest this guy. Wait, you're not going to let us arrest you? But you're also not going to say, oh, thank you very much, Master, for keeping me safe. So, yeah. So, needless to say, the ultra backed up Houston line got way more backed up because now there were three of them on me while I was getting my groin swabbed.
Oh, dear.
Yikes. See, I just fart a lot, and they just speed me through.
I made sure to have a nice poop after I took my shower. Yeah.
Well, see, the big problem is it's Texas, and there's no damn beans in the chili.
That's right, damn it.
don't worry, Jay. I'm a trained professional, and there's things that I can cook farts out of just about everywhere.
Trained professional.
Yeah, but other than that, it was, you know, fairly good. I mean, you know, I flew United. Don't fucking fly United. It's a goddamn cattle car.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Mrs.
Weir. I got the squalling baby section on the flight home.
Oh, I wish I had babies.
Oh, my. No, you don't. No, you don't. Babies do not fly well.
No, they don't.
They do not, because they just have no... They have no idea what's going on. I certainly don't blame them, and I don't blame the parents.
I do.
And in a way, it was kind of neat because, it's not mine. I just put the headphones in and tuned it right out.
Yeah, Mrs. Weird and I have been having that little bit of discussion. Is my father-in-law is aging and not in that point where asking him to fly is a bit much, and so it might be one of those. Fly with the baby, and I'm like, I don't think we should. Maybe he can see the baby when he goes to college.
All I have to say is that forget noise canceling headphones. If they can come up with baby crying canceling headphones, they'll make a fucking fortune.
It's called baby Tylenol. Use it.
Yes. Manadol. Strap them kids and give them a little bit of Vicodin.
By the way, Benadryl actually has a warning on it. It says, do not use as a sleeping aid for children.
which means
go ahead.
Yeah, which means every parent in the world is going,
They're onto my trick.
That must mean it works.
Oh, that's kind of like that little that doctor assisted suicide loophole in there is the I'm going to give you this medication for painkillers. If you happen to want to take 5 or 6 of these, wouldn't be the best idea because that would cause all your pain to end and you would die. So yeah, you don't want to do that. But just so you know,
maybe 4 then.
Yeah,
maybe
4. It's 5 or 6 of those that you don't ever want to take.
So 4 is okay.
I just know that some doctors with terminal patients have been pointing out what a pretty good lethal dose would be.
Oh,
just as an advisement,
just to make sure you don't get that high.
Yeah, just so the patient wouldn't ever bother to do that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because you know you're a terminal cancer patient with bone cancer, and you're going to be experiencing a whole lot of pain before you die. You know, months from now. So. Obviously, you'll want to, you know, take this medication for pain, but you don't want to take it to die.
Yep.
Nobody wants that.
So anyway, we had an NRA convention.
We did. It was good. It was in Texas.
Shit, I missed it. Where was it?
It was
you
at
were
the,
there.
It was at the George Brown Convention Center.
Well, I was there.
Big building.
I was really bummed, Alan, because I thought it was the James Brown Convention Center, and I was ready to get funky.
You were waiting for somebody to go, ah! I feel good.
Jay was all ready to punch his wife in the face.
It's the building looks like a cruise ship in the middle of downtown.
Sure does.
It's weird.
You know, Houston is a really weird town.
Yes, it is.
Because it's got everything all mashed up together. It's got houses and shops and parks and convention centers and giant buildings and neighborhoods. It's all mashed up together. It's really cool, but it's weird. It's like, wait a minute, am I in the city still or am I in this? You know, it's very strange.
It's also like the cities from those like weird like sci-fi and existentialist things where it's one of those, you know, you could drive for 3 or 4 hours and you're still right in the middle of the goddamn city.
That's because two things. One, it's very flat, so there was no restrictions on its growth. And two is for much of its existence, Houston had no zoning. So anybody could build anything they wanted to wherever they wanted to.
And seriously, who doesn't want a porn studio next to a church?
I mean, got to save them sinners somehow, you know? I think it's a, you know.
It's pretty cool. I liked it. It's a neat town. I like the, you know, you have the giant convention center. And then right across the street, you have this charming little park where people are kayaking in like a man-made lake.
More like a mud puddle, but yeah.
Well, but you know what I mean? It was like there's people kayaking across the street.
It was pretty hilarious.
It was cool. I liked it.
Yep. And all that. I got a chance to meet Oleg Volk, and oddly enough, he did not photograph me nude. I was very disappointed. I'm like, oh my God, I've met Oleg Volk. Oh my God, Oleg's going to the same restaurant as me, so I'm riding in Oleg's car. I kept checking my clothes. Clothes check, clothes check, clothes check. No. Yeah, while I was pointing out the fact that they had like a 4-acre bouncy house in the park as well.
They did, yeah. Yep. It was cool. I never went.
He kept saying, let's go to the bouncy house. I'm like, I'm wearing a shoulder holster. That'll kill me.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Bang. Ow, hey.
Yeah, well,
I got a cracked rib.
I met Oleg Volk and very nice man. He's very cool, Oleg. I liked him a lot. But, like, I'm sitting there at a restaurant kind of after Friday, and it was, like, all day at the convention center, and I was feeling kind of, like, rough around the edges, and he shoves, like, this giant camera lens in my face. And I literally recoiled from the from the camera lens. And I think that was that. I think Oleg then decided, oh, well, I'm never getting Brita's picture. I'm going to give up now. So
I got a picture of Oleg tongue in a cracker.
I know, that was cute, but
It was pretty disturbing.
Yeah. Me and Oleg, it's never going to happen. By the way, guys.
Oleg did shove his camera in Jay's face a couple of times, and I've seen the results of that.
You know.
Did Jay take his clothes off for Oleg?
He tried.
Oleg said, put them back on, put them back on.
They're never going to let me back. They're never going to let me back at the Flying Saucer again. No. Oh, Ginger Man, sorry.
Wait a minute. Oleg Volk plus Margarita.
I think your clothes would just like teleport off.
I know.
Fall off.
Good. Anyway, it was a good convention, I think. It was a little different. I can't even remember how many conventions I've been to. Four now? Five? Four? Yeah, whatever. Anyway, it seemed like there was less there. In my opinion, it felt like it was in a bigger venue, but it felt like there was less there for some reason. I don't know if I was missing a whole section, which could be the case, but it could be because it was all on one.
Most of the ones that I've been to, it's been on several different levels. So there's kind of a thing of you get the feeling that where you've been to and where you haven't been to. This one was just one big square floor and it all looked the same. And so it'd be one of those things of the, oh, I know this place. It's around here. And I'm like, no, it's not. And I look at my pamphlet and go, oh, wait, it's over here. And I realize I'm going to walk like a quarter of a mile in another direction. And I'm like, I thought I was right on top of it.
And it seemed like there was a lot less of the historical stuff. Because that's like my favorite section. It was all around the Magpul booth.
The Magpul booth towards the front of the center.
Can we talk for a moment about Cold Steel?
Yes.
Cold Steel. Now at the Cold Steel booth, I don't know if everyone's familiar with Cold Steel, but Cold Steel sells knives and pointy things, and they kind of have like this like shtick where they're a little bit. How do we explain it?
Cult of personality.
They're the knife version of the Mall Ninja.
Yes. Okay, we'll go with that. But there's this guy at the Cold Steel booth, and first of all, I didn't know he was a guy. I saw him from the back first, and I thought he was like this really big. Oh, first of all, he had like bleached blonde hair, skin tight jeans, muscle shirt, and I saw him from the back first, and I thought it was a woman. I thought it was like a female bodybuilder kind of person, and then I saw him from the side. And he had a very dark beard with the blonde hair, and it was just
Hollywood Hogan.
The curtain didn't match the drapes.
No, it didn't. But I looked this guy up, and his name is Buck Medley.
Yeah, he's an actor. He has a TV show.
He has a TV show, and he does like tour. He's like a tour guide in the swamps, and he's like a hunting tour guide. He like takes rich people out and like lets them hunt alligators or some shit. I don't know.
Amazing.
But. From what I've seen in his YouTube videos, he wears the same outfit all the time. Nancy Randall says the beard matched the armpits. Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was funny, but we all got our pictures taken with him, and he called me a hobbit.
I caught the death stare on camera.
Yeah, but I guess he's like how
the camera survived.
I'm thinking he's probably not that great of a hunter if he didn't realize the danger he was in.
Well, I mean, if he's
calling Brita a hobbit when she's standing there with a broadsword.
I know, and a right sword as big as I was.
She could have stabbed his foot.
Or elk, or other things. But yeah, and so
split him from pubis to sternum.
On my list.
Kidding.
Anyway. Yeah. So yeah. 86,000 people.
Yes.
And like 20 protesters at the peak.
But also, but they're 90% of America.
I got to say, also another reason why Brita might have thought that there seemed to be less stuff there is I heard somebody, I think it was actually Cam Edwards was actually mentioning it, was that, like, these guys are going forward. I know for a fact I talked to the CEO of Car Arms, and I was asking him if they were going to be doing a CM version of the PM45, which is of course one of my preferred carry guns, and he said, we are having such a hard time, you know, keeping our inventory up and keeping people, you know, supplied with what they're demanding right now. Why are we going to waste time doing R&D on new products?
Right.
And it was fully understandable. It's one of those, yeah, if you can't buy 22 and Stanag mags and ARs, why would they be inventing some new whiz bang?
Yeah, I only saw like two new things the whole time I was there.
Yeah. There was not a lot of new there.
And one of them was the Black Powder AR.
That was awesome. Really cool, though.
Well, yeah, it seemed like actually I had a lot of fun talking with the guys at UTAS who are making a very, very a similar double magazine bullpup shotgun. And, of course, they've got this new product because they're essentially a new company. They don't make anything else. And so that's their line. But yeah, anybody who you stop by any of the AR makers, it's just lots and lots of ARs. The hunting rifle makers, it's lots and lots of hunting rifles, and all that. Pretty much, it was like the Beretta was like the only company I saw that was like doing like any sort of like neat reveals.
Yeah, the Pico. That was really the only.
What is it?
Look, we have an LCP.
They've also got that AR-100, which was actually kind of cool. I think was it called the AR-100?
Yeah. I think Beretta. I don't think anyone other than Armalite is allowed to come out with AR.
All right, now I gotta look it up.
And that call-in number 512-430-0036.
Definitely call in if you were in Houston with us.
Or
we want to hear your.
Actually, we have a caller.
No. Oh yay!
It's MDev.
Okay. Hey, MDev. He wasn't.
Gosh,
there.
It's so early.
Well, he's been on the line for a while. I felt sorry for him.
Oh. No.
You there, MDev?
Maybe not. Yeah.
I hear something.
Yeah, there it is. It's the ARX 100.
Or 160.
Well, 160. 160.
Hey, y'all. MDev's trying to talk. Can you not hear him?
No. I can't.
No.
Alan.
What the hell?
Did you forget to push the button, Alan?
You can't hear him? You can't hear him at all?
Not at all.
Oh, man. Quick, Alan, lick the jumper.
Say something, MDev.
Nothing.
MDev. Say something.
The people in chat can't hear him either.
Nope.
I can hear you just fine.
Alan, that's because the phone's up to your ear.
No, it's not.
Alan's being our spirit medium. Alan, tell us what MDev is saying.
Oh, good Lord.
He's Alan very is unhappy.
To MDev's ghost.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
Rosebud,
the stupid.
Rosebud.
Hang on. Hey, no, don't call back. You're still on.
Rosebud.
Okay. MDev is Alan's name.
Hey, I hear something.
Yeah. It's MDev. He's here.
No.
Can you
tell
hear
us
me
you
now?
Love us. Yes!
Yay! Yeah, they can hear you now.
Oh, good. Thankfully. So, sorry I missed you all at the convention. I was there in spirit alone. They can hear me.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, Jay's making fun of me. That means he can't hear me.
They're being...
Jay, tell me how you almost got free deer last night, Jay.
What?
I missed a deer by about 31 hundredths of a second.
Were you hunting?
I looked up and it just sprinted across the road. Oh. I swear to God, it came off of Interstate 93.
It's coming right for me.
I'm just like, oh, there's a deer. Wow, I almost hit him.
All right. So the only real value I have to the NRA convention is I need to make it to one, but I don't see them holding one in Seattle anytime soon.
Nope.
But I did look at the schedule, and 2015 is in Nashville, And my wife and I went on, we went to Nashville on our impromptu second honeymoon, eight months after we got married, back to the first honeymoon. And she loved Nashville, and I said, oh, honey, guess where we get to go in 2015?
Third honeymoon.
We went to Nashville. See, she won a trip to the Country Music Awards right after we came back from our honeymoon. And frankly, the free trip to Nashville was better than our honeymoon. So we had two honeymoons in the same year.
Nice.
And we just told all the airlines, it's our honeymoon. And they kept giving us free drinks. So.
Woohoo.
But yeah, so we'll be at the 2015 NRA show, but we will be at the 2014 SHOT show, come hell or high water.
No shit.
There.
SHOT show.
So I will be there if I have to fucking walk there and whatever.
Well, good.
SHOT show is in Vegas,
right? I'll hitch a ride with Gay Cynic if nothing else.
Well, that'll be interesting.
That would be, you know what? I bet you we could sell car cam video of Gay Cynic and I for, you know, 19 hours driving down to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
We could probably fund our trip just based on that.
That's going to be weird and I driving out to Indianapolis next year.
Well, you should make a stop in Willoughby on your way.
We'll pick you up. We'll swing in and kidnap you for the weekend.
And stuff me in the trunk.
The tactical minivan.
Wait,
will ride again.
Me? Oh, I don't want that.
You can take a turn at the wheel while I sleep.
Oh, real quick before I let you guys go, I need your help on something.
Okay.
We can do that.
So, Brita, you're not going to help me on this. Trust me.
Okay.
Earlier on that old podcast that should not be mentioned, it was determined that Brita is one Mosin tall. I notice now that she is one Nancy shoulder tall. So I think that that's the new Brita measurement.
The problem is that the Nancy is not a reliable measure because her shoulder height varies depending on the shoe she wears.
Right.
That precisely.
But a Mosin is always
depending which shoulder she, which boots she's wearing.
No.
But they were both wearing the same Doc Martin boots. Is that what they're called? Doc Martin boots?
Yep.
And they were one shoulder tall.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
60 inches tall.
I'm going to stick with the Mosin, though, because Mosins never change.
Nice round number.
What are you talking about? I got Mosins in like four lengths.
Ugh.
9130 with bayonet.
Oh. So she's taller than an M44. That's good.
Yeah. No, well, it's a 9130 with the bayonet.
If it's an M44 with an attached bayonet, then with the bayonet extended, then she is shorter.
No, she's taller than an M44. She's not taller than a 9130.
She's not taller than an M44 with a bayonet extended.
And I don't like this third person thing that's going on.
And she's about 6 feet shorter than an 1891 with a bayonet fixed.
But not Nancy.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to whatever topic or something. I missed the blog post, so I got no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Neither do we.
Have a good one, and don't kill any deer with trucks.
And again,
it's
that call-in number.
Finish.
214-530-0036.
Jay, if you killed that deer with your truck, you'd let me help you eat them, right?
There's one more Texas story that hadn't been told yet.
Oh.
Okay.
And that is Brita visiting the ocean.
Yay! Yes.
It was pretty awesome. I walked into the water like a person. It was good.
It was.
It was. I bought this thing. It's called a Zero Socks. And it's like a vacuum. You vacuum pack your leg, basically. It's like this big blue rubber sock. And it has like a squeezy ball. And it sucks all the air out. And you vacuum pack your leg.
And yes, there is a rule 34 for that.
I'm sure there is. But people, I guess, get them if they have like, you know, broken legs or... you know, whatever. And Alan took me to Galveston and pointed me toward the ocean and said, okay, there you go. And literally I walked up to the water and I looked at Alan and I was like, okay, what do I do? He's like, just walk in. I was like, seriously? It just felt weird because, I mean, seriously, next year I'm going to be 40. I've never actually walked into a large body of water before. So, it was pretty cool. And I, you know, I got out there and I kind of like, you know, it was neat. But the vacuum pack leg thing worked awesome. It worked great. And, you know, I had so much fun in the water that I didn't even care what it looked like. I was like, fuck it, you know. So what? I'm wearing this weird thing on my leg. I do not care. I'm in the ocean. It was awesome. So.
So how did you used to get into the water?
I would crawl into the water, like go in on my knees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never had a problem with that when I was a kid because you're a kid, you don't care. You're like, whatever, I'm going in the water. But like when you hit your teens and 20s, you're like, you know, you just don't want to do that in front of people. And so really I had not been to the beach for a long time. And, you know, I got the new leg and they told me with the new leg, I was able to go into the water. When I initially got it, they were like, oh, sure, go in the water. It's waterproof, blah, blah, blah. But I got a new prosthetist and they were like, and he was like, no. No, all your little parts are going to rust. So I was like, well, what the hell? And so I kind of researched online and I found this vacuum pack thing for my leg and I bought one and it worked great. So, you know, I awesome. went out into the Gulf. It was fun.
I wonder if you could have packed your leg in Cosmoline.
What? Isn't that gross?
Yes.
That is.
I don't want that.
Well,
this thing worked good though. You know, I recommend it.
But it's sweet, sweet commie grease.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's my beach story. Yay, awesome. Robo leg.
Yep.
And, you know, Alan got to watch me in a bikini, so he's happy.
Yep.
Fuck you, Alan.
I got to hold the leg.
Yeah.
And Brita in a bikini walking out to the beach is Alan. Every bit as good as you would think it would be.
Alrighty.
And if you want videos, send $20 to Alan Andrew.
What was still awesome was just the, you know, I said, oh, Brita, can I see your new leg? And you came over and you propped it up on my lap and I'm looking at it and I'm seeing all the features and I'm poking
it. Push the button, weird.
And you said, you push that button, it comes off. And I'm like, can I do that? You're like, sure. And I'm like,
yeah, that was funny. You know, having a leg like that, it's like, it's, you know, it's not a secret. It's pretty obvious what it is.
Yep.
It comes off, you know.
Like you said, it's sometimes better that way because if it looks mostly like a leg, but I'm not sure that actually develops more attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was a good trip. Yeah,
there's no is it or isn't it. It clearly is.
Clearly.
Yep. It's a robot leg. That is definitely a cyborg librarian that we're seeing. And I, for one, right, welcome our cyborg librarian.
Thank you.
Cyborg librarian overlords.
That's right. Well, can't sleep now. Cyborg librarians will eat me.
Well, okay. That's about it for Texas then.
All right.
Moving on.
So how about that IRS?
Okay, oh, first off, I need to hear Weird and Jay's reaction to the probable new Attorney General.
Oh my God!
Oh, actually, yeah. Do you have that article handy, Alan? You just need to post that in chat for people just to see just how fucking, you know, insipid it is.
I mean, on the one hand, it gets in the fuck out of Massachusetts, which, you know, that's a net good for us. Except that we get Tiny Tim the Midget Murray. Yay! Can I drive the cop car?
Yeah, I think Tim Murray, governor, would be finest kind because he just would want to lay low. Because why was he out there at 3 o'clock in the morning driving around the cop car? Something tells me it's a little something on the side, and he doesn't want us to find it.
So now we've got former Massachusetts Senator John Lurch Kerry as the Secretary of State, and we're apparently about to have.
You know, everybody's going crazy in the chat.
Current Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick as the Attorney General. What the fuck is going on? Is this, you know, I see this kind of shit and I'm like, is he, he's got to be doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course he is. Now. He knows he can get away with it.
Well, no, to be fair, he won't be aware that the governor was appointed until he read about it.
No.
I just sometimes I would just be amazed that, like, I was talking with a coworker, and we were talking about, we've got a couple of people that work for us that pretty much don't fucking do their job, and they just pretty much just sit there and very smugly don't do their job. And, you know, my buddy was saying, man, that must be nice just to fucking, you know, sit there and do jack shit and get paid for it. And I'm like, yeah, but we couldn't do it because we have integrity. But these people have absolutely no integrity. So it's like, oh yeah, we'll appoint them. And it's just like this fucking reporter talking about, oh well, you know, Deval Patrick has been a strong governor and was, you know, has been praised on his response for the Boston bombings. And also, meanwhile, I won the Nobel Prize for Science. I mean, the cure for cancer. And last year, I won 2 Oscars. Yes, everybody. Weird Beard in 2011 was the best foreign film.
Oh, don't forget the time you spent with SEAL Team 6.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
No. And it was SEAL Team 5 that I may or may not have been a member of.
Yeah, I founded SEAL Team 4. There you go.
Yeah, needless to say, SEAL Team 6 are all a bunch of pikers. The real hardcore operators are in SEAL Team 5. That's where all the HK-23s went.
No, do you know what it is, Alan? This is the Biden factor. Obama is surrounding himself with people far more bumbling idiot than he is.
I'm not so sure about that.
He's surrounding himself with tards. My apologies to actual retards, mind you.
Yeah, because at least people they can get the shopping carts in out of the rain.
Deval Patrick is so grossly inefficient, he could not push a screaming leftist agenda in Massachusetts with a 90% Democrat-controlled state, House, and Senate.
Yep.
That's how ineffectual this man is.
And that's
the
exactly
only thing he managed to do in Massachusetts in the fucking 6 years he's been governor is raise taxes. And let's face it, getting a Democrat to agree to raising taxes is like getting me to get the fuck in a bed. All right? The end of the day.
Jay, it's right, past your really bedtime. Go to bed. Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, boss.
Yeah.
But the and that's what I was always saying to people during the last presidential election is that while Deval Patrick is your standard issue screaming left wing communist progressive lefty, you know, but when you actually look at like brass tacks and actually look at the old resume. Mitt Romney was far more of a screaming, you know, screaming left-wing communist progressive than Deval Patrick, only because he's too fucking dumb to be able to figure out how to turn the key in the ignition. Which would make him a perfect selection for attorney. Perfect selection for attorney general.
Yeah.
Because he would be too dumb to actually commit crimes. and that's the truest.
Yeah, you know? Except the people that work for him aren't that dumb, and they'll run rings around him.
Yeah, well, but he's definitely of the can't catch clap in a whorehouse sort of.
They're probably just setting him up to take a fall for the next scandal.
Oh, I'd be fine with Deval Patrick going to prison.
Oh, he'd be the belle of the ball in prison.
Oh, he'd definitely be the bitch.
Oh,
he is so small. He's definitely sub-Brita sized.
Why do you think he had Tim Murray as his lieutenant governor?
I actually got a chance to meet Tim Murray, and I was amazed at how tiny he is.
I challenged him to a game of hoops. He said no.
Is he taller or shorter than Brita?
Shorter.
Oh wow.
So he's like 3 weeks.
He's less than Bosnick.
I love Larry Weeks, but he's shorter than me.
Yeah, Larry Weeks is shorter than Brita.
Yeah. He's wicked cute.
Yeah.
I like Larry Weeks a lot.
Oh, he was funny.
We went out for barbecue with Larry. That was cool.
Yep. He gave me one of the Brownell hats, and I put it on, and I got like a million hats at the show. Like I got 5,000 hats, and I don't wear hats, so it's kind of hilarious.
I never get crap.
I had to avoid the Hornady booth because they kept throwing hats at me.
What? I get nothing.
Oh, they were covering up the glare.
Oh my lord.
But like I put on his hat and I went, holy fuck, this is actually a really nice hat. Most of them are, you know, they're good hats. We didn't get any like garbage foam and mesh bullshit. But I went, wow, Larry, these are really good hats. And he looked at me and goes, I buy good shit.
Yeah, he does. Nice.
Weird. I think the best was you walking around with that SAR arms hat. He looked like Castro. He was like Fidel Castro.
That was a good hat.
Yeah, it was.
And everyone thought I worked for them, and I kept having to tell them, no, I run a blog.
So, scandal of the week.
Do we have any callers?
No, we don't have any damn callers. 214-530-0036, you bunch of damn deadbeats. 32 people in the chat, not a one single caller. No,
I'm ashamed.
It is. It's depressing. Fortunately, we have a shitload of stuff we can talk about, so we can just blather on and, you know.
You know, it's like...
I'm going to sing. If you don't call, I will sing.
No, Jay, don't sing.
It's like people who live off the government. People are just listening in the chat, not calling in.
Leeches.
So, pay your taxes.
So anyway, we've got a whole bunch of scandals that are apparently all of a sudden, and I go, I can't believe how many times I've had this conversation this week. It's like, you know, all these people are finally discovering that Obama is, you know, what everyone else knew in 2008, you know, and it's like, oh my God, government's evil. Holy shit. We get these people are too powerful. Oh my God! Now you know it's.
He is actually coming for our guns. I love that. Yeah. You guys are just paranoid. He's never coming for your guns. Yeah. Oh wait, no, he is.
Yeah, he really is. And they're like, in fact, the thing I hear from liberals is over and over is this: you, God damn it, you just proved all the tinfoil hat people right.
Yep.
And also, I like that the mainstream media is even now just openly going, yeah, this is pretty much what Nixon was doing.
Yep. Hey, we have callers now.
Hooray!
I know.
Threaten to sing. They call
it. Yeah, it's area code 217. Hello.
14. Oh.
Sorry. So I made a dollar in Houston.
Oh.
Hey, a Wellowint.
He does snore a little.
Most important dollar of his entire life.
But how does he spoon weird?
I
framed it up.
You got to tell the story now.
Yeah, he has to tell the story now.
Well, as best I remember it, we were at the Flying Saucer, and Brady was saying something about not ever making tips.
I don't know where that came from. I blame the beer.
So, I'm like, oh, here you go. Here's a tip. And, whoops, here's some of them. Okay, here's one. So I said, well, here's a tip. And somehow some conversation occurred, and I ended up earning it back. By dancing in the bar.
And in what fashion did you earn it back, my good man?
Well, I was wearing my suit and started dancing in the bar.
And Brita stuffed a dollar in your waistband.
I did. I stuffed a dollar down his pants.
See what you miss out when you don't come to the NRA convention?
I know,
and go
right?
to Gunny Prom?
That's right. Detachable legs and dollars down the pants.
You know,
I blame the beer.
You come to Gunny Prom next time, and Brita might stuff a dollar down your pants.
I guarantee none of this shit happens at the Brady campaign.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then we got locked out of the parking garage. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I swear. It was the most freaked out I got the entire time I was in Houston.
Holy shit, my car's locked up in a garage.
I'm like, what the fuck?
They'll let you out.
I didn't realize they roll up the sidewalks at fucking 9 o'clock in Houston.
Yep.
Holy shit. I turn the corner and I'm like, the bars are down. This is bad. I turn in a rain man. But they're like,
Don't worry, Jay. It's not your car.
Definitely rock the car. Yeah,
you could just tell Alamo where they can find their car. It's perfectly safe, bud.
I think we lost, lost our caller.
Well,
that's
anyway,
okay. We have
so
more.
He actually framed the dollar bill.
Aww.
And he posted it on Facebook, like in an actual frame. I don't know where he put it, but it's very nice.
Well, we got another caller.
Good.
Yay. Area code 907. Hello.
Well, good evening.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Yep, we can hear you.
Greetings, caller.
Yeah, This is Hunter calling from Ketchikan, Alaska.
Oh, hey. Wow. If it's really from Alaska, you are the furthest distance caller we've ever had.
Hawaii's pretty far.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, but he wasn't calling from Hawaii. He was tunneling. Anyway, welcome to the Squirrel Report.
I'm fairly certain Hunter's actually calling from Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, how does it work? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yay!
Wow. Dear Penthouse, I never thought it would happen. Oh, wait, no.
Well, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, you know, you said something about y'all were looking for calls from people that had been down in Houston. Well, hell, everybody that followed you guys online had been down in Houston with you. Maybe you weren't updating quite as fast as we might have liked, but the free ice cream machine was fun.
Yeah.
I tried. My thumbs hurt.
There was, admittedly, there's really bad Wi-Fi at the convention center. And there was, you know, I had plans to, you know, post things on the Facebook for the Squirrel Report, but it was like every time I went to go do that, the Wi-Fi was terrible, except the press room.
And then it only worked if you were there the first morning.
Right.
And got an IP address. Everybody that came in the afternoon got screwed.
Did they not fix that?
No, they never did. Even after I told them how to fix it.
It was funny. Alan got to talk the normal fucking, you know, IT gobbledygook that he says to all of us in the Squirrel Report to other people. And they looked at him just the exact same way as we did. Going, I'm pretty sure this guy needs to stop breaking the pills in half.
Oh.
I just have to say it was a lot of fun vicariously following along with what was going in there. I just think there should have been more coon fingering of all them weapons and the like, because I sit up here where I'm at, and there's some awful odd weapons that show up in our local for sale categories, but I just try to imagine a room full of them.
It's pretty cool. Why do you think I wasn't updating as quick as I usually do?
Yeah, if you've never been to one, it's worth going to if one comes near you, because having that many guns that it's not, you don't get to just look at them. They actually want you to pick them up and fondle them. You know, they get sad when you don't want to. It's like, you know, hurt puppy dog faces when you're like, no, I don't want to handle your.
Oh yeah, and even on things that you weren't sure, like.
Yeah.
We're never going to get an NRA convention.
No, you're not.
No.
Sorry.
About the same time we do here in Boston.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't it be great to have that NRA convention at the Heinz?
That would be awesome.
Jay and I would be the only people carrying.
We could have it out on Little DME, then look at Russia across the channel.
There you go.
We could lob some rounds at them.
Yeah, I think the convention is pretty much limited to gun-friendly states in cities that are large enough to handle an influx of, you know, 70 or 80,000 people.
Yeah.
Because...
Sure, you hear that, Denver?
Indy next year.
Fuck yeah. You, Denver.
Same thing with the American Legion headquarters are there, and I might be able to finagle a trip to both.
Ooh.
Ooh, good. Indy is a nice town.
Yeah, Indianapolis is...
And they have great gun laws.
And they are very military. In fact, I just put this. Indianapolis has more statues commemorating military stuff than any other city I've seen. It's like every time you turn around, there's some guy on a horse waving a sword or something.
Yep.
They like them some soldiers
anyway,
there.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi and say the Squirrel Report rocks. It's I schedule my tour day around Thursdays to make sure I'm available to listen.
Wow.
Last amazing.
Week was hilarious.
Beep, pop, beep, burp, beep, burp.
Oh, man. Well, thank you
anyway,
for listening, and thanks
I'm
for calling.
Pass it off.
All right.
You bet.
Thanks, Hunter.
Bye.
Yeah, no,
Hunter is a librarian in Alaska, and he wears a kilt all the time.
Awesome.
I know.
In Alaska, that's gonna be chilly on the old undercarriage.
He's made of sturdy stuff.
I guess.
Kilts are a lot warmer than you'd think.
We have another caller.
Okay.
It's Mike W.
Cool.
No way.
Yeah.
He does not snore.
Is his hair bunny soft too?
I don't know, but if he doesn't say something real quick, I'm gonna hang up on him. Mike W.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Hey guys.
Hi, Mike.
Derp.
I figured I'd call in since I haven't actually been able to listen to one of these in a while.
Well, we're glad to
talk. Well, we missed you at the convention, Mike.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't be there.
Everyone kept saying, "Where's Mike?"
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's lawyering up. Did he get arrested? No, well, the other way.
I'm glad that I got to listen to this because I got to kind of piece together some of the stories that I got part of on Facebook.
The protest.
Like the dollar bill story now.
Yeah. You never hear the full story. You got to be there.
No. Well, yeah, obviously. You know, and I realized right about the time that the convention was that I actually could have gone. But I found out too late to actually be able to make plans. So whatever.
Darn it.
Yeah. Next year.
You could have roomed with Weird again.
Yeah, we had room. You could have spooned with me.
You could have made a weird sandwich with the welcome.
Oh, dear.
Mike's on
I would have loved that.
That would have taken a few more dollars.
He knows how gentle I can be. I may all look big and tough and burly, but you know what? I've got a heart of gold.
And Mike screams like a girl when you get a car up on three wheels.
He sure does. But that's only because he's a wise Latina.
I don't know why, but when I call on my phone, I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, well.
It's your phone.
Yeah, it's your phone.
Buy a new phone.
It's all you.
Get an Android.
Can't possibly be my audio or my shitty phone.
I guess. I can hear Alan fine, but the rest of you I can't hear as well.
We should blame Alan, then.
Hey.
Worked last week.
Nah, I won't blame Alan for that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, thanks for calling, Mike. We got it more. Believe it or not, we have more people waiting to call, and
awesome.
We're
all
running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
And one more caller. This one's from Olympia, Washington, area code 360, and I bet I know who it is.
I don't.
And I bet you're right. I figure I should finally call in from Olympia when I'm actually, you know, in Olympia.
Yeah.
Is this Bradley?
Yes, it is.
Bradley, yes, you sound different now that you're on the mainland.
Could be because I'm right next to the Indian reservation. We have crap cell reception out here.
That Actually, you sound better.
White man's still screwing you.
Well, there's
how
no sunshine,
you?
So I'm doing all right.
I saw that you had a little envious moment this afternoon when you saw the photo from the nerd, nerd prom.
I was so, when I saw that, I was like, son of a bitch, that would have so been worth the money.
See? Next time.
Which photo is this?
Oh, weird. I don't think Weird has seen this photo. It was the photo of all the, you know, the ladies dressed up in our pretty dresses for the Gun Nerd prom.
Brita, I don't need to see the photo. I lived it.
You lived it. I know. Lucky you. But it was a good photo.
I
anyway.
Was there.
It was a good photo.
And you were all very, very pretty.
Yes.
And Nancy
you were.
Was totally freaking out about her manicure.
You
she was
lucky
like, I don't
bastard.
Understand why my fingers are different colors.
Lucky bastards. Anyway, Bradley, how are you doing?
I'm actually doing pretty good. You know, I'm back in Washington. I was able to travel with my guns, which was a whole saga leaving Honolulu.
I bet.
United Airlines tried to get me to commit multiple felonies. They kept insisting I had to give them the keys to my Pelican case.
Nope.
So they could take them to, you know, go look at the guns.
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah.
And that was actually the United manager. There was no one higher than him at the airport that was making that demand.
Wow.
It actually took the TSA and Air Marshal and Honolulu PD to go, no, we'll bring the weapons to him. It's okay.
Oh, man.
I opened it up to the cop like, oh.
Fucking fly United. They suck.
Yes. Yes,
well,
they do.
Well, yeah, they suck, but there's probably also not too many people flying with suitcases full of guns out of Hawaii.
That's probably true,
that's
too.
That's true.
All I'm going to say is I fly JetBlue all the time, and I fly JetBlue out of fucking Boston, and I have never had any problems.
I don't know if JetBlue actually flies out to Hawaii.
You better hope they don't.
I don't need to know anymore, so.
They don't fly over water too well.
What happens when they fly over water?
Wasn't it a JetBlue that crashed in the water? Never mind. I don't think so.
Know.
It was one of them.
It was one of those airlines.
Yeah,
they all look the same to Alan.
One of those
fucking
yeah,
racist.
One of those airlines flew into the water. I don't know.
It's just funny watching the TSA agent go, "What's wrong with that AR? It looks huge." And I'm like, "Well, it's an AR-10. It's in 308." They make those?
Those are legal?
What? Yes, yes, they do. And actually, HPD was like, I'm going to need to see your gun registration. So thankfully, I had all my paperwork with me. So I pull them out. He's like, crap, you got a lot of these. Well, I'm playing with a lot of guns. Okay, never mind. There you go. Go away.
Yeah.
And the TSA guy was like, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have to go through this. So he took me up to the security thing and bypassed me through all the security.
Nice.
It made me go through the metal detector, but I had to skip the lines and have to take off my shoes. It was nice.
Very nice.
Excellent. And now you're back in those lower 48.
Yeah, now I'm in a semi-gun friendly state. So I got home in time to find out my dad shot up all my ammo.
Nice.
And all my Varget. And all my Reloader 19.
And guess
what you're not going to be able to find?
Yeah.
Ammo.
I can't find powder to save my life. Yeah. I've got primers, I've got brass, I've got everything, but no powder.
Go knock on your neighbors until you find one with a pressure cooker and a couple of cans of...
Yeah, I'm sure I can find it that way. And, you know, the 4th of July is coming up.
You know what's funny is, you know, after the Boston thing, you know, they started making noises about, you know, requiring people to register their reloading powder and stuff like that. And then they found out that it was made by, you know, basically hollowing out fireworks. And that whole thing kind of went poof.
Yeah. The nice thing about it is that means that we're I'm not going to have to worry about... about my reloading supplies requiring some stupid extra bullshit to jump through.
And, yeah, some sort of explosive
license.
The
downside is this is officially torpedoed any hopes of fireworks becoming legal in Massachusetts.
What I thought was funny is, where you can get them, who when they were a kid didn't take the powder out of fireworks to make other things that go boom out of them.
I know nothing. I have no idea why the ATF started filing me when I was 12 for blowing stuff up. I claim ignorance.
Gasoline and fireworks was many the end of a plastic model tank or truck, let me tell you.
you're a piker. I use bugs.
It's frogs.
The best part of that story, though, was they didn't tell the county sheriff. So the county sheriff came out when they were harassing me, and he yelled at them for not notifying him. They were in his district.
Good.
It's good having the sheriff for a neighbor.
Well, we're 5 minutes over.
Yes, we are. We didn't even really touch on all the Obama scandals, this week.
Well, there was a lot of it.
Think I know why.
Why?
I think it's because everybody's like, oh, yeah, haven't we been saying this since 2008?
Yep.
And then on top of that, we all kind of have a feeling that, hey, nothing's going to happen.
You mean he really is a dirty Chicago politician?
Yeah,
shocker, right? What is there to talk about? We've known this for how long now? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch, like, everybody else get spun up, and it's interesting to watch the media try to cover their tracks. But we've known this stuff, and none of this is a surprise. I mean, the details are interesting, but, okay.
I just hope Benghazi is bad enough to keep Hillary from ever taking presidency.
Hillary's
age and cankles will keep her from being president.
Jay, I agree with you there because nobody wants to look at her for 4 years.
Nope.
Seriously, nobody wants to look at her for 4 years.
To be fair, I mean there have been many old and very very unattractive powerful female politicians in other nations. So I don't know if I fully
see other nations.
Other nations.
Okay, bingo.
But
we are a nation devoted to youth.
That's right.
Yeah,
70-year-old Hillary Clinton is not going to win.
Nope.
No.
But if she does,
I'd vote for Margaret Thatcher.
All somebody has to do is remix the 2 a.m. phone call with Benghazi facts and stick a fork in it.
But Bradley, Margaret Thatcher looked better than Hillary.
That is true. And she was
Winston Churchill looked better than Hillary.
I didn't know he was a cross-dresser.
Yeah, you should see him. You should see him in a bustier and heels. Woo!
And Hoover did make a better woman than Hillary.
That's right.
Oh dear.
Fred Flintstone does too.
Bugs Bunny.
Thanks for calling, Bradley.
Talk to you guys later.
And I think that's about it. Maybe we'll talk about scandal stuff next time, or maybe something else.
I'm sure there will be more scandals next week.
Well, I think we'll know more about what's going to happen next week, because this week has been just a big flood of holy shit! All this stuff happened at once, and everybody's kind of like, freaking out, and Obama's lying and spinning as fast as he can, and what's his name, the press secretary Carney.
Carney
is like, oh, I hate my job now. And it's just.
I hope he's handsomely paid.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
So, White House press secretary is going to be the worst fucking job on the planet.
Because
they get to be as much of a dipshit as they want, and you have to say how fucking awesome it is because you're not allowed to tell the truth.
Well, that's the whole job, is to not tell the truth. I mean, that's, instead of the press secretary, they should call it the minister of spin.
Mini true.
Baghdad Bob.
Yeah, Baghdad Bob. Yeah, exactly. Tanks are not in the city.
President Obama was unaware that he nominated this person to be the secretary.
I like Holder. I didn't know about that until I read it in the paper. You know?
Oh, Lord. Who reads the paper anymore? Give me a break.
I also like, it's just one of those, I mean, what are you trying to say? Look, so you're trying to say, no, I wasn't corrupt. I'm just really, really, really fucking stupid.
Yeah. I'm just completely incompetent. No, I'm not
either,
a crook. I'm
either
a
you're evil or you're incompetent.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I had no idea this scandal was going on because I was too busy spending 4 hours trying to figure out how to tie my shoes.
I don't know if any of you, we should talk about this next week.
Yeah, we should.
The woman who was in charge during the Tea Party targeting at the IRS now runs the IRS Obamacare office.
That's right. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And guess what they're going to do with that?
I'm sure the death panel won't be biased at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a Republican. You don't get health care.
No chemotherapy for you.
Death panel.
What's really great is when the Squirrel Report gets its IRS audit, it'll be really fast and easy. No, we haven't made any money.
Why hasn't the Squirrel Report filed a tax report? Well, you have to make money first.
Yep. Maybe we can qualify for an earned income tax credit and get some... Get some, you know, WIC money and some. Get an EBT
card. I bet you we could get a grant if we write it.
If we write it. Oh, I want a sex change.
You have to go to jail in mass for that. Weird.
I want some big, beautiful titties.
Yeah, somebody. Somebody should write up a grant for something.
I want to be a princess.
Global warming or something.
Princess, princess, princess.
Anyway,
I
think we're done. Yeah.
Okay.
See y'all
next week.
Next week.
Good night, everybody.
We need some outro music.
Yeah, I know. We don't have any. Oh, I know. I've got the perfect outro music.
I know where this is going.
Oh, God.
Beep, burp, beep.
Hey, what happened to my outro music?
Oh, there geez. We go.
I knew that.
Hey. Thanks for listening to the Squirrel Report, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Good night, Internet.